Joining us in the studio are Georgine Getting, who's the Executive Director of Interfaith Hospitality Network of Greater Cincinnati. It's an emergency shelter program that currently has more than 1,000 volunteers from 90 different congregations. And we're also joined by Lisa Damaris, who's the Executive Director of Family Promise of Northern Kentucky. That program also assists the homeless. And I think I was reading that the Promise of Northern Kentucky is actually a part of the Interfaith Hospitality Network. Is that correct?
Yes. We are actually both part of Family Promise National.
So this may be too – we're going to talk a lot of statistics with this issue. And I thought a good place to start would be to define homelessness. Is that someone who has no place to stay at all? Is it someone who's living in a shelter, you know, perhaps bouncing from family member to family member or with friends or, you know, just sleeping on a couch in someone's spare room? What is an actual good definition of homeless?
Basically, everything you laid out is a definition of homelessness. The federal government considers you homeless if you're living someplace not fit for human habitation, such as a car or an abandoned building. And they've also recently expanded the definition to include people who are couch surfing, staying with friends and family, and who are not on the lease, so are in danger of eviction at any point in time.
Lisa, did you want to add anything to that?
It's pretty much the same definition. Yeah, we all fall under the federal guidelines that have been set forth for defining homelessness for both individuals and families.
And I think during issues where I've covered this at my time at City Hall, there's also a distinction between short-term and long-term homeless, correct?
I think that's true. There's the chronic homeless definition, which are people and families who have been homeless for longer than a year. And it's only about, I would say, maybe 10 to 15% of homeless families fit the chronic homeless definition. Most families are episodically homeless.
Is there a main cause, or, you know, is it simply economic, or is it economic paired with some other problem, perhaps a mental illness or some sort of addiction?
I think for me, it's never one thing. It's always a snowball effect. So it'll be a medical issue that causes somebody to miss work and lose their job, and then they fall behind on their energy bill and have to make the decision to pay rent or energy. And it always snowballs like that. And most of the families who come to us have exhausted every resource that they already have. They have broken up the family, and one person stayed here and one person stayed there. So it's always a cumulative effect.
Did you want to add to that, Lisa?
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is that the cause is never really one particular incident. It is definitely the snowball that Georgine refers to. But the impact of that, especially on the children, is dramatic. When you look at situations where families are moving from one place to another, by the time they get to shelter, children have bounced through multiple school districts or opportunities. They're behind. There's just a lot of things that are happening besides just the fact that they don't have a home to live in.
We're going to talk a lot about families that are homeless, but overall statistics for the number of homeless. I know, Georgine, you said you could talk about that perhaps from the Cincinnati side, but has there been a significant increase, a steady increase? I mean, what's the picture of homelessness on the Cincinnati side of the river?
There has been a significant increase within the past year, and it's to the point where really for the first time in the past decade or so, we are starting to have a lot of families who are coming to us from living in the streets, living in their cars, living in campsites. And in the past, it was usually most of the families came from having been on somebody else's couch, but now we are starting to see a lot more sort of what people traditionally think of as homeless, where they are out in the elements.
You know, one of the things that I think a lot of the public has this perception that they see homeless men and they see homeless males out on the streets, but there's an increasing number of women. Is there anybody that has a handle on how quickly that's increasing and how many more women there are who are categorized as homeless?
I don't have the statistics on single women, but I do know that the drop-in center serves single women and that they are over capacity at all times for single women. And I do know that in Hamilton County, 30% of the homeless population were children and 10% of them were under the age of 5. So the thing to remember about homeless families is they tend to be a lot less visible than individuals who are homeless. They don't look like anyone's stereotype of what a homeless person looks like. You can't look at a baby and go, that baby is homeless. So I think that that's one of the big misconceptions that we have to work hard to clear up.
I know you all do the best you can, but there are not enough beds out there to handle everybody that is in this situation. How far short do we fall in that category?
In Northern Kentucky, I can speak for my agency exclusively, we know that we are definitely underserving the need. Last year in 2012, we take calls just like any other shelter, and unfortunately we have to put people on waiting lists in order to get into our shelter. But last year we were able to serve only about 41% of the total number of people who called us seeking shelter.
And unfortunately, in Cincinnati, we're a little bit lower than that. Of the people who called in July, the shelters and prevention services were only able to help 17%. So we average between being able to help about 10 to 20% of the people who call seeking shelter. And that is that's the statistic for all five of the Cincinnati family shelters working together.
Are there statistics here locally on how many of these folks are either single parents or couples with children?
On that one, I can only speak for my agency, but mm-hmm. I do know we're one of only two shelters in Cincinnati that take fathers as well as mothers, and we have seen a sharp increase in two-parent families. We are up to 30% of our families had fathers in them so far this year, and that's up from about 20% a couple years ago.
Likewise, I'm seeing the same thing, seeing more dads who have custody of their children who are showing up at our door. Last year, and we serve a very small number of families. Last year, we served 24 families in our shelter, and three of those families were dad who had custody of the children, head of the household, and didn't have a place to live.
And is that a function of the economy, essentially?
It is, and I think there's other contributing factors that are happening. The typical, if we think about families that are homeless or even families in desperate situations, you think about the single mom with her kids trying to make it on her own. What we're finding is that there are single dads trying to make it on their own, and these are dads who are dealing with wives who've been incarcerated for various reasons. Northern Kentucky is experiencing significant issues with heroin and drug abuse situations that we think are feeding into some of these types of situations. So I think I think the face is changing. It's no longer the single mom with her kids trying to make it.
And I think also it's definitely a sign of the economy, because you have two parents, two adults in the household who could potentially be earning money, and they're just not able to find jobs with enough hours and enough pay and enough benefits to make it work.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're discussing the homeless issue in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. You can join our conversation 513-419-7100. You can also join us by email talk@wvxu.org. Again, 419-7100. And Jennifer from Oakley, you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I am a middle-aged, healthy woman who thankfully now has a home with my dog. But a year ago, I lived in my car with my dog for the better part of 6 months, because I found that because my dog is my family, I do not have human children, my dog is my child, that was not recognized. And so I did not have doors open to me or avenues open to me and him as a family to stay together and have shelter and find a way to get back on our feet together. It was quite a struggle, and I just think we're out here, and it's not being recognized.
Thank you for
Thankfully, thankfully, I was able to get out of that situation, but I still know it's happening to other people and dogs. So, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sorry to interrupt you. I want to thank you for that call. We absolutely recognize that pets are a part of the family, and we have had 8 families come to us with pets in the past year, and we are desperately trying to find foster homes for cats and dogs for while the families are in shelter, because we recognize how hard it is to give up one of your furry family. So if anyone is interested in fostering a temporarily homeless pet, we would love to hear from you too.
When we're talking about this issue of families, and we're talking about economic situations, is this from all demographics? Is this, you know, folks from what you might class as a wealthier neighborhood or part of town as compared to one that is more economically challenged? Lisa, you were shaking your head.
Yeah.
Shaking your head, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that speaking to Georgine's earlier point about, you know, you can't point to a six-month-old baby and say that baby is homeless. We are definitely seeing families that are coming to our doors that once labeled themselves as middle-class, suburban-type families. They are experiencing issues, typically foreclosure of the home that they owned. They may have even been a donor to one of our agencies and are now finding themselves in the situation of seeking services. So that snowball effect is happening to a lot of folks, and not just the folks who are classify themselves as more low income.
Georgine, quickly before we take a break.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing the same thing.
We are discussing homelessness in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky and the increase in the number of families who are homeless. We'll continue our conversation in just a moment. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.